Today I serve liturgy at 11 o'clock, and I'm going to continue to do that when I'm at Powledge. It wasn't too bad, actually, even though I'm sick, and I felt really terrible as the day went on, but it was okay. The nice thing about serving at 11 o'clock is that afterwards, the guys pretty much are there for a long time. I will be able to talk to them till 3 easily if I want to. But I left at about 1:30 because I was just too beat. So every moment with them is precious, but you can only do so much. And having a watermelon head, it's really hard to get anything done. And I was kind of going in and out as they're talking to me because I'm kind of thinking, oh. Anyway, served liturgy at Powledge, but before then I went to the Michael unit. I was disappointed. There was only 4 guys there. They had forgotten that it was 8 o'clock instead of 11, because I've changed it now, where I go at 8 o'clock both days, both Wednesdays, to the Michael unit, and 11 both afterwards to 11 o'clock at Powledge. A lot of guys were there for that. There's guys that are getting new jobs, and they have to establish themselves at the job before they start asking off. Not unlike being out in the world and all that kind of stuff. So I only saw 4, but getting one ready for baptism. Talked about the creed. And in the midst of the talking about the creed, interesting questions came up. We got through about the incarnation. And his question was, well, why did he have to become man? Why not just make us better? And I said, well, because God created us in his image, which means he created us to be free. And someone is not free if you just make them better, that you don't give them a chance for their will to work. So instead of just zapping us better, he became man, taking on human flesh that was corrupted, and made it incorruptible, and made it capable of becoming perfected, and that capability is passed on to us through baptism. And he taught us how to live and made sure that his disciples and apostles knew how to do it and recorded some of it in writing and most of it in the will and the mind of the church. And we move along from there. So if God just said, man's messed up, I'm going to just change him, then he wouldn't respect our free will. Now, God will never take away our free will. We can take away our free will, since sin makes us slaves. And if we sin enough, especially with certain sins, or if we sin often enough, then we lose our will to be able to avoid the sin. I mean, obvious examples are drug addiction, things like that. But really, any sin, if we become habituated to it, we become unable to stop. People say sometimes, I can't stop being irritable. I'm always irritable. I don't want to be irritable. When I'm in traffic, I yell at people, and I don't like being cut off, and I get mad, and I'm always anxious about this or whatever. These are learned behaviors, and they're sinful behaviors that are very hard to extricate from our life. It takes a lot of effort. But none of those behaviors are God taking away our will. They are our own behavior taking away our will. So we talked about that and how we must struggle to follow the commandments. And the reason why we follow the commandments is not at all because they are arbitrary rules about do this or don't do that. But the commandments are a reflection of who God is. They are the way of life. And if we are to be sons, as the first part of the creed shows, we are sons by adoption, of course. But we say that I believe in one God, the Father Almighty. So he is our Father, and we are therefore his sons and daughters. If we are his sons and daughters, then we should act like we have him as a father. And he's pure and holy and has a will only to do what is good and to never do what is bad. So that's why we follow the commandments, because we are sons and daughters, not because they are rules. They are the way of life, and not arbitrary rules, or even rules with good reason. People who look at the commandments as rules, even if they realize that they're for good reasons, have trouble following them. But we don't follow commandments in the perfect Christian way of life we don't follow them because they are rules. We follow them because they are what our Father does, or perhaps what our Father doesn't do. And therefore, we want to be like our Father. So that's where we go. Also, a question came up about repetitive sin, and someone asked, I said something about someone could become a homosexual. And he said, really, can people become homosexuals? I thought they were just, you know, either homosexual or not homosexual. And of course, you know that where that's coming from. That's coming from the propaganda of the age. And it doesn't matter if that propaganda is really true or not. It doesn't matter. I told him, what if a man is born to really love a long, leggy, and buxom blonde? It doesn't matter. If he's married to a brunette, then he has to be faithful. And even if he's not married, he has to be faithful to God and not be a fornicator. So it doesn't really matter what your attraction is. You must follow the law of God for the way of life. Then another person was talking about how he really has these discussions with God, in which he complains, sort of, that he wants to do better. He wants to not be irritable. He wants to be more attentive, but he just isn't. And he asked me, in sort of a plaintive way, will I ever be better where I don't have this problem anymore? To be honest with you, I don't know. That's what I told him. You might be better. There are those who became perfected in this life. We believe that happened to the Mother of God. I think it happened to St. Seraphim of Sarov. But in any case, whether it happens to us or not, we are to struggle against our sins and get better. And God will fill us. So it really doesn't matter if we are absolutely able to no longer have a bad desire, for instance. Bad desire sexually, or a bad desire in terms of thinking badly about people, or bad desire in terms of a tendency towards laziness. Anything that we do that we can't shake, if we struggle against it, God will give us transcendency over it. It will happen. We just have to keep on plugging. Those are the major things that happened today. I was going to go meet somebody, a couple people, for some marriage counseling, but I am totally beat. Just beat. My cold came on yesterday, and I don't know, it's crazy to get up at 3 in the morning and go to two places, spending 2 hours in each, or actually almost maybe 2.5, more than that. 3 hours in the last one. Just insane, but, you know, what are you going to do? There's a lot of time to be dead, and it feels good having done something for these guys. Slava Bogu.